My name is Chris Johnson, and I'm not a fighter, you know? I'm not likes to fight guy. I'm not one of these macho assholes that beats their fucking chest and talks about how fucking tough they are. As a matter of fact, I hate macho bullshit. Macho bullshit pisses me off so fucking much. I think it's embarrassing. I think it's pathetic in most cases. I do love fights and like the UFC and mixed martial arts and shit, but I'm just talking like in life. And there's people in life that are like, I'm gonna kick his ass. Will you shut the fuck up, you fucking idiot? But I've never really been in a fight, and I'm pretty sure I'd like to keep it that way. I don't think I'm a pacifist, but I don't like to get involved in situations where I know things could escalate. I like to save it. It's not that I can't get involved in those situations. It's not that I don't have the balls to say something. I just don't want to fucking deal with it. I don't want to fucking deal with the escalation. I don't want to have to deal with the aftermath. I don't want to have to deal with the fucking awkwardness. I'll fucking do it. I'll do it if I have to do it, even though I don't want to do it. But I would rather not. A perfect example, I had a chance to confront the guy that my ex-wife left me for. I didn't fucking say a word to him. I just let him fucking walk away. I didn't say shit. There are some situations, though, where I get so fucking pissed off that I will fucking say something to somebody, even if it's in public. I don't give a shit. Usually, I don't think about it before I do it. I just fucking react. But, I mean, it happens. You know, a brief story, one time I was at like Kmart or some shit, and I was still married at the time. And somebody was fucking pushing a cart around the fucking aisle, and they like blocked my way or some bullshit. So I just stopped. I just fucking stood there. I was gonna wait for them to pass. And then they realized that they were blocking my way. And then they were like, oh, I'm sorry. And then I smiled and I nodded. And then they moved their cart away, and then I walked by. And then that fucking asshole had the audacity to be like, you're welcome. And without even fucking thinking, without a second of hesitation, I turned and said, fuck you. And then I just kept going. Why the fuck should I thank that woman? If you do something humane for somebody, you don't deserve a thank you. You shouldn't do things for people because you deserve a fucking thank you or you think you should get a thank you. I think the craziest situation when I did something like that in public was at the movies. I go to the movies with my buddy Strohs. There are two Strohses, actually. There were twins. They were my best friends in high school. Strohs Alpha and Strohs Omega. I don't know which one's which. The Alpha is what, the beginning and the Omega is the end? Is that how it works? So is the beginning still here with the beginning gone? Let's just say that Strohs Alpha still lives here and Strohs Omega lives in fucking Ohio somewhere. I go to the movies with Strohs Alpha often. So we went to go see Mama. Remember that fucking movie? It was like a horror movie. And it was a pretty packed theater that day. And there was this fucking Neanderthal fuck that was sitting behind us. And I wanted to strangle that motherfucker. He just wouldn't shut his fucking mouth. The entire fucking movie. He wasn't watching it. He wasn't paying attention. He kept fucking asking his idiot wife what the fuck was happening. And I turned around a couple times during the movie. I was like, shut the fuck up. Shut your fucking mouth. Fucking movie's an hour and a half long at least, right? Didn't fucking stop. I'd fucking yell at that motherfucker. And then he would stop for 5 minutes. And then he would start right back up again. And we went back and forth for an hour and a half. I was so goddamn pissed by the end of the fucking show that I devised a plan. And it wasn't a good plan. It was just something that I thought, I'm fucking doing this. I'm going to do this right here as I'm getting up in front of fucking everybody. I stood up, got out of my seat. He was on the end, right? So I get out of my aisle during the credits and I stopped in front of his section and I fucking knelt down and I got in his face and I was nose to nose with this guy and I looked at him and I said, you're a fuck. And he went fucking apeshit. Holy fuck. You would think I kicked his wife in the cunt or something. Shot up out of his seat. He's like, excuse you. I'm thinking to myself, like, that's what set you over the edge? I told you to shut the fuck up like 15 times during a fucking show. And you just like, just fucking with your goddamn head in the clouds. But you draw the line at me squatting in your face and telling you that you're a fuck. That's the time we got to start maybe coming to blows. So like, I just kept walking away from him. Like, fuck this. I'm not going to get in a fight with this fucking guy. You know, he's a fat, out of shape old fuck. I turned around and he got face to face with me and he was like screaming, like fucking Alpha Strohs, like came in there, like fucking grabbed the guy and was like throwing him away. It was like one of those scenes in a fucking movie where somebody was a big asshole to somebody. And then the guy that like felt slighted was trying to get after the bad guy, which was me in this case. And like another bad guy was like holding him back. Like, you're not getting a piece of him, you motherfucker. You're gonna have to go through me first. And Strohs Alpha just like went fucking apeshit on the guy and told him he was a piece of shit. I walked away. We got in the fucking hallway after the show. I just patted him on the shoulder. That's all he needed. Just to know, like, thanks, buddy. That motherfucker was running at me full speed, and you jumped away and you took the bullet from me. I was still married at the time, and I remember going home, and the wife was like, so how was the movie? It was okay. I mean, some motherfucker was yapping the entire time. I squatted in his face and told him he was a fuck afterwards, and he went fucking apeshit and ran after me and almost started a fight in the theater. And she didn't even, like, react to it. She's like, what? No surprise by that. No, like, oh my God, are you okay? Looking back, my ex-wife was not surprised by a lot of my bullshit, and she probably wasn't a big fan of it either. I'll be back Sunday and Wednesday. You can follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHates. You tell me your theater stories. You can follow me on Podbean. Become a follower there. Subscribe on Podbean, the website, or the app. Every single one of my episodes is there. And if you prefer to follow on Apple Podcasts, you can do that too. You can follow on Google Play. I'm other places too. Just Google my fucking ass. Google maybe 5 minutes. You can also check out those new hot Facebook videos right in the fucking timeline. You can fucking listen to that shit right there.